It's time for Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. Now, your host, business profitability visionary and CPA, Michael Kessler.
Good afternoon. We've got a great show for you today on Business Profits in the Real World, where we bring you Long Island and the New York Metro's most successful business owners, sharing how you too can bring your business to among the most profitable in your industry. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me directly by email, michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. So, business owners, protecting your family and your wealth in retirement can be a real challenge. We all know that. For example, what if your health deteriorated to the point where your family can no longer care for you without assistance? How can you protect your assets against the rising cost of long-term care? Well, to continue this discussion, we're going to continue it with our guest on today's show. She's Natalie Karp, who along with partner Rona Loschak formed Karp Loschak Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions, Inc. Karp Loschak are highly accredited, award-winning specialists, certified in long-term care insurance and ranked by the American Association of Long-Term Care Insurers as top professionals in New York State. They have been nationally ranked since 2009, and in 2014, they were selected as a Goldman Sachs 10,000 small business. Karp Loschak Long-Term Care Solutions Insurance Specialists is a trusted source of information on long-term care insurance for individuals, business owners, and employer groups. Their expertise includes traditional long-term care insurance policies, hybrid life long-term care plans, life with LTC riders, annuity contracts with LTC benefits, financing long-term care insurance, and providing long-term care insurance with tax and estate advantages. And as independent brokers, Karp Loschak Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions affiliates with all the leading LTC insurance carriers to educate, analyze, and recommend suitable long-term care insurance options based on health, medications, age, marital status, budget, and lifestyle. Natalie and partner Rona are both adjunct professors at CW Post Tax and Accounting Institute. The duo is well regarded for their educational platform and consultative approach, recognized as a resource by the Wall Street Journal and Newsday for their expertise on long-term care insurance. Karp Loschak LTC Insurance Solutions provides valuable advice to consumers and professional advisors alike. Natalie Karp, great to have you on Business Profits in the Real World. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you so much, Mike.
It's great. It's great to have you. And Karp Loschak, what a brand. But we'll get into that in a minute.
Thank you.
Can you share a bit, Natalie, about how you got started in your career and what got you on the path to where you are today? Would you mind sharing that?
Absolutely. Personally and professionally, my worlds merged. My first career was on Wall Street, building wealth, and now I protect wealth. Mm-hmm. I recognized early on there was a hole in my portfolio. Mm-hmm. My mom was diagnosed with Parkinson's at a very young age, and I became risk aware. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, mom is and was uninsurable before the age of 50. So it's not enough to build your sandcastle. You need to make sure you have a moat to protect it.
Right.
Long-term care insurance is that moat to a portfolio or your nest egg. So again, personally and professionally, my world coalesced.
Yeah, that's a great story. And you said mom is still with us, or
mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So that's good. You still have mom. Natalie, you know, you and Rona, how did you meet? I love the story. Can you give us about how did you get in business together? Are you childhood friends?
What? Yeah, it's a great story.
What's the story there?
Sure. Well, we live and work on Long Island, but once upon a time we were Westchester girls. Mm-hmm. We met as young, engaged to be married, professional women. Mm-hmm. We both lived in Westchester and commuted on the Metro North to our respective offices.
Wow.
We both went to business school at night, part time after work, and we led parallel lives, and our mailboxes, we lived in Scarsdale, where our mailboxes read with our hyphenated maiden and soon to be married names. So we've been friends for well over 25 years and been business partners for over 8, and I feel very lucky.
Yeah, that's really terrific.
Yeah.
So Natalie, you know, you said that long-term care insurance, you know, provides an effective and comprehensive solution to the devastating cost of care. Can you share a bit about how it does it with us? Can you share how it does it, Natalie?
Sure. Cost-effective speaks to the value proposition of insurance, or the mm-hmm. cost to shift the risk. Mm-hmm. And comprehensive speaks to the flexibility of the resources or the pool of money. So long-term care insurance, in whatever its form, is comprehensive and portable, which means it can be used anywhere in the United States, and it can be used anywhere care might want to be provided, whether that mean home care, assisted living, daycare programs, or facility. The new paradigm is aging in place. People want to stay home and in the community. So you're seeing more community programs. And even here on Long Island, we have what's called NORCs, naturally occurring retirement communities. So long-term care insurance is a cost-effective way to finance an extraordinary cost of care. It's fundamentally a pool of money. How much you buy is completely customizable. And regardless of the pool you purchase, it's inexpensive money, both present value and future value. That immediate pool of money will grow with compound inflation protection and provide the dollars needed for future cost of care. So let's take a look at a real life example and a snapshot of a modest plan and then something more robust. In its purest form, long-term care insurance means you'll pay an annual premium for a bucket of money.
Right.
So if you pay X dollars to shift the risk for the insurance company, what does that look like? So for a male who's married, who's 55 years old, who's in standard health, that could mean diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, well-managed diabetes. He can buy an immediate pool of money today, have $300,000 in his long-term care pool, and pay an annual premium of $2,000. $2,000, $2,500 a year. That'll provide him benefits of either $5,000 or $7,500 a month that will be debited out of a 300K pool. In 20 years, because we've added an important compound inflation rider, and in this case, we looked at 3% compound, in 20 years, that $300,000, because of the compound inflation rider, would grow the policy to $541K. And in 30 years, the pool is $728K. So the power of compounding is hard at work. So assume you're paying $2,000 to $2,500 a year in premium. You pay that for 20 years. You've paid, on the $2,000 number for easy math, $40,000 for $541,000 worth of benefit.
Yeah. And, you know, that's amazing because, you know, I'm hearing numbers, and I'm sure you've heard them. That's why I like your customization because, you know, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $12,000 a year it's going to cost me if I'm, you know, 60 years old. So what are you, that's a myth, isn't it?
Well, it's not a myth. It's really what car do you want to drive? What vodka do you want to drink? And where do you want to buy your house?
Right.
So the bottom line is you're buying fundamentally a pool of money from a carrier.
Right.
Is the pool temporary? Is the pool permanent? How's the pool growing? What's compound inflation look like? So if you're looking at a $10,000 premium, you're looking at a robust policy, somebody perhaps higher net worth. But let's look at a $10,000 premium for a married couple. So now we might be in our 60s, $10,000 annual premium. New York State is giving you an incentive of 20% via its tax credit, dollar for dollar tax credit, regardless of income, regardless of premium. You mitigate that to $8,000. And if it's a business owner, there's valuable federal deductions in place for business owners, not subject to any medical thresholds. So by the time you take out $3,800 per person federal deductions, net that out for the highest tax bracket at 39.5%, $3,800 deduction each, that's net effective, your $10,000 premium after credits and deductions looks like $5,000. So yes, you write the premium check to the carrier, but by the time you net it out, the government will pay a third to 50% of that premium.
That's really, I understand those numbers, Natalie, believe it or not.
I know, I'm in the right place.
You're in the right place. Just in the minute we have left in segment one, what you mentioned business owners, so give a particular challenges you might, and we'll pick up in the second segment, for business owners and long-term care plan. What's the plan for what's the ideal plan? Can you share
The ideal plan is really, it's personal. How you want to accomplish this doesn't so much matter as the importance of getting started, because fundamentally, without a plan, we're disrupting assets and income, and income stream, of course, pays for lifestyle. So... If we haven't planned, the wealth spouse is compromised. We may compromise a retirement nest egg as the costs of care are paid for and resources are reallocated. Investment portfolios will not execute as intended. There's opportunity cost, tax consequences, generational wealth, inheritances, legacy commitments, on and on and on. So we really want to deal with a position of strength. So what does that look like? If you have dormant assets or if you have conservative cash sitting in a bank account earning very little, it might be a perfect tool to reposition and use that to buy either a one lump sum or a linked benefit.
Back after this with Natalie Karp.
You're listening to Business Profits in the Real World. Now, back to your host, Michael Kessler.
Back here with you today on Business Profits in the Real World with Natalie Karp, partner and Karp Loshack Long-Term Care Insurance Solutions, Inc. And Natalie and I were discussing some of the critical planning tools for business owners. And Natalie, we mentioned ages before, and you know, you mentioned the 55-year. You know, what is the what's the ideal age? I mean, obviously, the younger you are, the lower the premium. But for individuals and business owners to put a long-term care in place, can you share with us?
Sure. In the absence of the crystal ball, So if I had a crystal ball, we'd say buy it the day before you need it.
Right.
But since we don't have the crystal ball, the smart money is coming in the 50s or sooner if there's family history of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. So the right time is when you've got assets to protect and obviously you can pay a premium.
Right.
You know, protecting longevity and lifestyle is not just to retirement, but through retirement.
Right. Right. Because people are... People are concerned about running out of money anyway without long-term care. I mean, assuming everything stays in place. So this is really part of the portfolio, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we see the average consumer today is age 56. And for us, an interesting metric is we see many clients coming to us in the nines, 49, 59, and 69. So the Wall Street Journal had an interesting article about behaviors in the nines. But back to long-term care insurance. You know, younger and healthier is always better because underwriting is tough, getting tougher. And on average, 33% of clients are denied for long-term care insurance.
Is that right?
Why? Yep. Chronic diseases of aging. So it's really important to lock in that age, lock in that good health, because newsflash, you're never as young as you are today.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So, tomorrow you will be older.
And also, Mike, annually and cumulatively, you'll pay less. So younger and healthier gives you lower premiums.
Right. So you keep mentioning the insurability and the background and the health state. Is it more rigorous than life insurance, Natalie? What's the real medical qualifications, so to speak, or different levels of them? Can you share that with us?
Oh, sure. Health is really the most important metric, and I think that and that's something that's not as appreciated. Life insurance is written on mortality. Long-term care insurance chassis is written on morbidity, long-term chronic diseases of aging. So whether we're looking at a traditional plan, a partnership plan, a linked benefit, asset-based solutions, they're all good choices, but they're very different. What's common to all of them is we need to be health underwritten. So liken this like choosing a college with your student.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a good education at each, but the experience is very different. Health is your admission credentials. What you need to be admitted to be admitted or to receive an offer from a carrier. So Harvard doesn't care if you can pay their freight, neither do the carriers.
Right.
We need to have an offer, so we need to look at the age, health, marital status, and see what the underwriting, what the health conditions are, and therefore what the qualifiers are. There are some carriers who will take risk for osteoporosis, some carriers who will take risk for diabetes, other carriers who will not take any kind of risk for rheumatoid arthritis, et cetera. So you really have to look very specifically at the health conditions.
I see. Yeah, no, that's... That's really fascinating because you always wonder, you know, I'm sure people always wonder how, you know, how insurable am I? What's it going to cost me? You know, people are for today too, Natalie, aren't they? Oh, I got to pay a premium and I'm never going to use it and this and that. That's, isn't that a lot of what you see?
Well, it's a lot of what we see, or there is sort of, there's a, the, We have those who want to stick their head in sand, so that's a strategy, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Those who want to do Medicaid planning, that's right. another strategy.
Right. Right.
But many of our clients who live very independent, full lives, who want independence, freedom, and flexibility. So for clients who want choice and flexibility and freedom, good health, stability, and resolution of conditions are really to be optimized when you're young and you want to maintain your lifestyle. So is long-term care insurance for everybody? No, but for those who want independence, who want to protect their families, and who want a certain lifestyle, this may be a very, very viable option.
Yeah, and you know, you've got quite a long list. I saw your list of states you're licensed in. And I know the tri-state region, you know, you deal in the entire tri-state region. Do you work nationally too as well, Natalie?
We do. We work nationally, and we're licensed in approximately 20 states, and that grows pretty much, you know, every week.
Mm-hmm.
The importance is really not only to look at health conditions, but also to look at states, states where clients have residency. So when we have dual residency, we'll often compare carriers between and among states because plan designs are a little bit different. And so we'll want to optimize that and look at dual residency. We also have international clients, some who reside in Paris half the year, Israel, Costa Rica, Asia, working on a case now. So we really want to look at international benefits for those clients. So it is something we take a comprehensive view of.
Yeah. And Natalie, let's switch gears for a minute. You know, one of the things I guide my business owner clients to do and you know, is to have a life they really want. You know, it's an awful lot of hard work to achieve the life you really want. Share some of your insights. And, you know, some of the hard work you're still doing to keep your business at the top of your industry. Can you share a little bit of that, Natalie?
Thank you. Yes, we're clear about what we do, who we are. We set a very high bar for who we work with, for ourselves and our clients.
Mm-hmm.
This is our space. We're independent specialists in the area of long-term care insurance and all the derivatives of long-term care insurance and riders. We have the freedom to customize because we are independent. We're multi-GA, multi-platform.
Right.
So really, we're client-driven in terms of solutions.
Right.
We're consultative and educational, and the clients that we work with are engaged in the process and proactive. So we row the boat together. We don't run quotes, so it's a certain kind of client who really wants to get educated and understand very thoroughly what their options are. And we work with great partners. We work with trusted advisors that include wealth advisors, financial planners, CPAs, trust and estate attorneys, elder care and divorce attorneys who recognize the importance of working with specialists. So while we affiliate with great partners, we affiliate with great carriers, we have great clients who really roll up the sleeves, who roll up their sleeves along with us to achieve for them, you know, customized ideal solutions.
Yeah. And you mentioned the educating. Share a couple of examples of how you do it. You're everywhere, you and Rona. You're constantly speaking, educating. Give us a couple of examples. Any events you got coming up, please feel free to share them with us.
We just came back from a tax conference, so that was fascinating.
Only for us,
only
though,
for your
Natalie.
IRC yeah. codes and more. So we've built our platform on education for both consumers and trusted advisors. We are speaking at NICPAP, I think, next week. Nassau County CPA practitioners, so
mm-hmm.
600 accountants descend to learn and get their continuing ed credits. So
mm-hmm.
That's next week's calendar. But we give continuing ed credits to attorneys, accountants. We've done social workers, financial planners, and we're accredited in accounting, auditing, taxation, advisory, specialized knowledge. And we're hybrid accredited, so if there's an audience that is blended, accountants and attorneys, we give credits for everybody. We have legal faculty. And again, educating trusted advisors is central to bringing this conversation to clients.
Yeah, that's a great way of marketing. To for you to bring your message, Natalie. In the minute we have left, You know, you've had a great career, and it's still going strong. Can you share your best advice for business owners who are listening so they can do it in their businesses too? Natalie, would you mind sharing?
Quickly, thank you for the compliment. Rona and I have the 1 + 1 = 3. Magic.
Oh, okay.
So the 1 + 1 = 3 is really is the partnership of a shared vision and passion and giving us that position of strength. Right. We divide and conquer. We have complementary styles and strengths, and we have inherent trust and an insane work ethic. Yeah. And we love and believe in what we do.
Yeah. And like I said, you're everywhere. So Karp Loshak, it's quite a, have you trademarked that?
We have registered trademark.
Trademark for just Karp Loshak.
Our whole tree logo, the whole thing.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. No, it's a recognizable. I started my business out of the corporate world 4 years ago, and that came right to light immediately for me. Anyway, knowing you very, very well.
Thank you.
So, Natalie, this has been great. I want to thank you for coming on Business Profits in the Real World today, and thank you for sharing, Natalie. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
It's so great. So if you'd like to learn more about how Karp Loshak Long-Term Care Solutions is transforming the long-term care planning experiences for consumers, business owners, and their trusted advisors, visit their website, www.karploshak.com. That's KARPLOSHAK.com, www.karploshak.com, or call Natalie and or Rona directly at 516-801-1419. I'm Mike Kessler, and you can reach me by email, michael.kessler@cpa.com. And if you too want to challenge the status quo to get your business creating the results you've always dreamed for you and your family, call us directly at 516-449-2852 or visit our website at www.michaelkesslercpa.com. I'm Mike Kessler. Special thanks to our guest, Natalie Karp. And we'll be back next week right here on Business Profits in the Real World. Have a profitable week, everybody.